Hello and welcome to this episode of Your Financial Planet, a podcast hosted by the Synergy Capital Solutions team. Join us while we share our journey as we navigate life's complexities and provide solutions to reduce the noise around your personal financial situation.
Welcome to our podcast on Budgeting 101. I'm Diego Wanderley, a financial advisor at Synergy Capital Solutions, and I'm here today with Eric Nahat. Eric, why don't you tell our listeners about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, great to be here, Diego. I am Synergy's Director of Investments, as well as an advisor with the firm. Excited to be here to talk about budgeting today.
And I love this topic, Eric. I think it's so important to talk about budgeting. And why is it crucial to managing your personal finance, right? Budgeting, it's not just about numbers. It's about taking control of your future and about reducing a little bit of the stress that you have on your family. And it's very important that to achieve your goals also to have this budgeting strategies. I wanted to divide this conversation in a few segments. And I believe it's crucial when we talk about budgeting, talk about those points. And we can start with the essential versus discretionary spending, Eric. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's really important to determine what you need to spend money on versus what you want to spend money on. So if you look at essential expenses, right, that's housing, utilities, groceries, transportation, medical care, debt payment. It's things where there's minimal room for change there. You need a place to live. You need food. You have to pay your debts without defaulting. If you can honestly say, I can't live without it, that's a need. And then you get to the discretionary expenses side. So things like dining out, vacations, entertainment, luxury purchases, subscriptions to different streaming services. Those types of things are, of course, things that you're spending money on by choice. And it's really important to distinguish between the two of them for effective budgeting. And it's important to have a bit of both. For us, it's a balance between having those essential expenses that you have to have. But also, it's important to be able to enjoy life. We want our clients to be able to travel, eat out, splurge on an item that they want every once in a while. And it's not necessarily our role to say what you can or cannot spend money on, but it's our role to look at that spending and determine if it's sustainable over time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. And it's so hard and so particular from family to family to distinguish, hey, is this discretionary? Is this essential spending? Because for them, some things are more important than others, right? So it's very personalized when we talk about that. How can we help them to calculate this monthly income versus the expenses that they have?
Yeah, it's so if you look at the actual calculation aspect of it, you're looking at the money coming in, right? Sources, revenue. You're looking at your expenses in terms of adding the essential, adding the discretionary expenses, adding the savings component to it. And this day and age, utilize technology. So for example, with our financial plans, with our clients, the budgeting tools within there are pretty awesome in terms of being able to aggregate all of your outside sources, whether it's a bank account, whether it's credit cards, whether it's a mortgage payment or a car payment or student loans, and tying that all together to figure out, okay, what am I actually spending on a day by day or month by month or an annual basis? I always like to say, right, so we would consider our financial modeling software the best in the world out there. It's fantastic, but like any other model, it's only as good as the information that you're putting into it. So those inputs that we have, including the income, the expenses, the assets, the liabilities, all of that, it's so important to make sure you have good data because that allows you to make the best decision making. So that first step is actually sitting down and whether you're doing it on a spreadsheet, whether you're utilizing a program, whether you're actually just writing it out on a notepad, having that first step of figuring out what you're spending and what money you have coming in, and that helps to make decisions of whether that's sustainable or not over time. And that's where we look too, right? It's as we sit down with these clients and prospects and folks that are looking to save, and we're looking at all of those inputs, and then the next step on that, right, is looking at their different techniques for budgeting. So it's for example, there's a rule, a budgeting rule called the 50-30-20 rule, which is allocating income to needs and wants and savings and debt repayments. And so that 50-30-20 rule recommends putting 50% of your money towards needs, 30% towards wants, and 20% towards savings. And we've talked a bit about the needs and the wants side, but the savings category is really important too, because from a planning perspective, that's what covers the future spending. And so these are contributions to retirement accounts, contributions to a taxable investment account, saving money for a down payment on a home or a car purchase, paying down debt beyond minimum payments. So that's the portion of the money that you want and you'll need to realize your future goals. And so as we're looking at actually digging into these numbers and then these techniques, that 50-30-20 rule is really important. And you want to be you essentially have to look between what is fixed and what is flexible. Things change, right? Your life changes. Those planning inputs of income and spending and assets and liabilities and your goals and aspirations, all of those change over the course of your lifetime. And so ultimately, kind of to tie everything back to your original question, it's important that you have a technique, an approach, a way of looking at the data that aligns with whatever your financial objectives and preferences are. Right, as I said, ultimately we have a planning approach with our clients. We're looking at the incomes, the spendings, the assets, the liabilities, the goals, the aspirations, and tying that all together. So that budgeting, that cash flow side fits right in with that. And with your techniques, your approaches to this, you want to make sure that aligns with the overall plan and the overall goals. So, for example, if your goal is to purchase a large home with a significant down payment, you need to adjust the savings aspect. If you're in the distribution stage of your life with debts paid off, the focus is more on your needs versus wants. So it all comes back to the plan and your financial objectives. On your end, Diego, could you talk through a bit? All right, we've talked through how to essentially sit down, think about it, how to tie it into your plan. What would you look at it in terms of, say, tracking your expenses pretty methodically and making sure that data is accurate? What's the importance there, and how would you do it?
Absolutely. And that's very particular for family to family. And I love that you touch on this point, the tracking the expenses. Because every family situation, like we mentioned, is very unique. And when it comes to the everyday spending, there's so many different techniques that you could use. In particular, me, I use a spreadsheet. My wife uses a mobile app. It's the most important piece of it is that you actually use it and that you can track the expenses. There's a saying that I like to, an analogy that I like to use. It's like, why is it important to have these tracking expense, right? So think about, imagine if you're driving your car without a fuel gadget, right? You have no idea how much gas you spend, and most likely you're gonna just run out of gas, and that's why I think it's important going back to tracking your expenses is to provide you a clear understanding of where your money is going. Right. So you touch a great point, Eric, when you mentioned the 5-30-20% rule, going back to that a little bit. And how can you put those 50-30-20% in perspective when it comes back to the tracking the expenses, right? What is the bucket that you could put the money in? So it's extremely important that you do that. how could the budgeting impact on your family perspective, Eric? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
And I liked what you said there, right? Because if you talk about you talk about your wife, everyone has these different family dynamics and relationships, and budgeting impacts that a lot. Some of those conversations can be uncomfortable. Some people, some spouses, other parents, children, are much better at budgeting than others. Some like to shop online a lot more than others. Some like to eat out or travel much more than others. And so it's important to sit down and realize, even though that you may not have the exact same preferences, exact same needs and wants, making sure that you guys are on the same page, because everything's holistic, right? We're not looking at just a silo of the husband, the wife, the children, et cetera. Does it all work together, and is it sustainable over time? And ultimately, at the end of the day, creating a budget can help you make confident decisions and enjoy a peace of mind, right? So, if you know what you're spending, and if you know that you're on track to cover whatever goals that you have, that can help to reduce that financial stress within a family. And at Synergy, right, we take a team-based approach, and it should be the same around your budgeting. It should be sitting down with your spouse or whoever you're making your goals with and working together, because one, it's really helpful if both people understand where you're going in terms of the goals, the aspirations, but then also helping to highlight areas where some may need to improve, or others where you can actually go out and spend more money. So at the end of the day, right, it's this input in terms of the expenses, in terms of the cash flows, from a planning perspective, is one of the biggest levers that you can pull for your financial success. And you want to make sure that the family's on board with that, because that can help ease a lot of that financial stress there.
Yeah, having your family involved, like you mentioned, Eric, to the process it's key. It's having everyone on the same page, towards one goal, whatever that goal might be for you. I think it's super important. This as we wrap it up this year, Eric, I wanted to touch base on some key points that we talked today, right? Some segments that we discussed, like how important it is to determine what's essential, what's discretionary. To calculate your monthly income and expenses, the implementation of the budgeting technique, the tracking the expenses, all those points, impacting of the budgeting on your family. It's so important to go over all these points with one of your advisors, one of us here at Synergy, and any other points, Eric, that you want to mention, any other comments that you want to make.
No, as I said, right, this is a huge part of a financial plan. Some of the conversations might be a little bit uncomfortable, but the first part to making an informed decision is looking at the data and making sure that you have that data. As always, should you need anything, should you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach us at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com.
I want to leave you guys with a saying that I really like, that is it's really hard to keep a budget, but it's a lot harder to be in debt, right? So keep that in mind. Thank you again. Thank you for listening, and we're part of your family. We're part of Synergy. Feel free to reach out anytime.
Great. Thanks, Diego.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for listening to Your Financial Planet. Please press the like button below if you enjoyed this episode and hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on all our future episodes. The team at Synergy Capital Solutions is always here for you. Reach out to us via email at hello@synergycapitalsolutions.com, or you can call us at 888-363-4546, or check out our website www.synergycapitalsolutions.com. Synergy Capital Solutions is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and other information referenced herein is from a source believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analysis, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or competitiveness of the information or for the statements or errors or omissions or results obtained by the use of this information. Synergy Capital Solutions and Hightower Advisors LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance or relating to any way of this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purpose only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates.